This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here for another hour of Auto World. Ooh, some smooth jazz music there. That was my fault as I had a button out of position. But thank you so much for being with me each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, or whether or not you're listening to us online around the world at GCNLive.com. We welcome you with open arms. In this hour, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner, will be with us for the first half hour to talk about Amelia, which happened a while back, and also to tell us what he's doing down in Texas. A little later on, we'll be joined by Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls and emails. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or via the email anytime, 24/7. Use either one of those addresses, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or via the telephone, 855-660-4261. Right now, let's go to San Antonio, Texas, and welcome our good friend. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Good afternoon, evening, Bob. We're doing fine here in beautiful San Antonio today.
San Antonio is really a place that is blown up. I've been there a couple of times on new vehicle reviews, and I'm always shocked anytime I get a chance to visit at the growth, and certainly the growth of the car hobby in that neck of the woods. There are an awful lot of people in the state of Texas and in San Antonio in particular that are into vehicles.
Yeah, this is a really kind of a what would you call it, a hotbed of a hobby here. We were kind of introduced to San Antonio our first time back in 1970 when we joined the Air Force. And at the time, it was just a kind of a sleepy little Texas town. About 10, 15 years ago, it really started to blossom in this area. And today, what they call the Hill Country is just full of automotive events, everything from tours to auctions to car shows. And everywhere you turn, there's something automotive out here in the San Antonio, Auburn area. It's just really very, or not Auburn, Austin, Texas. And that whole area there, it is just a hotbed of automotive activity.
It certainly is. And you're coming off some time down in Florida at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. We'll get your take on that. But what are you up to in Texas? What are some of the things that you're going to be doing while you're down there?
Well, we just concluded with the Dan Cruz Classics car auction that was held in conjunction with the San Antonio Autorama, held at the AT&T complex, where there's a basketball team called the Spurs out here, which I think they won a championship last year, and I think they're on the path to do it again this year. This was the first time that Dan Cruz had teamed up with the Autorama show, and it was really a success. Standing room only during the whole sales. A really eclectic group of automobiles were offered on the block. Very strong results. A couple charities helped along the way. And it was basically a whole lot of fun. And the car show itself, the Autorama itself, has some very, very nice vehicles in there. Again, a lot of them coming out of the local area. and just a little bit of everything from stock to wild custom.
Amazing. So a little bit of everything from, as you say, stock to wild customs. Any particular vehicles catch your eye?
Well, over at the Autorama today, there were a couple of cars I really enjoyed. My favorite was a 1961 Pontiac Ventura two-door hardtop. The car was absolutely stunning. And I'm really a hardcore Ford person, but there's something about Pontiacs that just really kind of catch a soft spot in my heart. There was a very interesting car there. It was a SSR, one of the Chevrolet retractable pickup trucks.
Oh, sure.
This had been purchased new by Mattel Toy Company, and they used it in conjunction with a SSR model cars that they made. It had been a promotional vehicle, and then it was repainted and repurposed in for another use in what they called Hot Wheels Garage Tour, and that vehicle was really kind of unique. It was brought there by a chap by the name of Jeff Allen, who had a car show called Car Chasers, and they ran it over the auction block. They didn't really want to sell it. They had it there. So we'll put it on the air, put it up there. They put a pretty high reserve on it, which was met, and they don't own the car anymore. Some happy collector now. It's the proud possessor of the Hot Wheels SSR.
That sounds like a really cool find, to say the least. Where do your travels take you next, Phil? I know during the course of the year, tell our listeners around North America and around the world, how many days in an average year you spend on the road?
We're on the road between 180 and 200 days a year. I think we were like at 195 last year, which we're going to try to cut that back a little bit because I'd like to stay home once in a while. But we just, as you said, on this trip last week, we were in Amelia Island. In fact, while our good friend Dave Kenny was on the air with you, we actually got to say hi to him. He had a little note of paper in his hand saying, I'm on the radio, and if it had to be to Bob. And the Amelia Island, we had five different collector car auctions out there this year, and the concours. There was a threat of rain. Didn't stop the people from showing off, I think, nearly 200 really world-class vehicles. Obviously, the best of show went to a very wild Pegaso, painted yellow with red tires. It was really quite a sight to see, and that took the overall best of show at Amelia Island, and that was the 21st edition of that great show, which has really become second only to Pebble Beach.
It really has. I mean, when you stop and think about the growth of Amelia Island, I remember you telling the story of being in the McGuire's hospitality area back in the early 1990s, and Bill Warner was seated at the same table, and he said to you, I'm going to start this Concours event down off Jacksonville at Amelia Island, and a lot of people had doubts, but boy, he has proved them all wrong.
Yeah, and it's funny because I ran into Mr. Warner on several occasions that year, and he kept saying, Phil, you got to come, Phil, you got to come. And, I mean, he beat the band every concours, auction, everywhere he could be. This promoted, he was there, and he built this up to being quite an event. And one of the highlights last week, they had 130 judges on all the different classes. They had 130 different judges. He lined up all the judges, and then they're in kind of random order. He started at one end, went to the other end, and introduced each and every one of them by name, not using cue cards, and telling what every person's from. This gentleman here works with this magazine. This gentleman here works with this concours. This lady here is a publisher. This lady here is a noted race car driver. And that's the caliber of people that have been drawn to this event. And like I said, it's like no other. And he does that from memory. And it's just amazing that what goes on there, Bob. It's probably my favorite concourse to cover.
I don't blame you, Phil, and certainly logistically a whole lot easier than the events on the Monterey Peninsula. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Phil Skinner.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are spending time with our good friend Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And Phil is in San Antonio, Texas, wrapping up a cruise auction. He's fresh off Amelia Island. And Phil, before we go any further, let's remind folks of all the wonderful stuff that folks can find out and folks can utilize and folks can get for free. That's the key word at KBB.com.
That's right, Bob. KBB.com, for many years it was, you go to the car dealership and the dealer pulls a little blue book out of
his pocket and say, well, this is what the food book says. And it was kind of a thing for the industry, and over the years it's become more and more consumer-oriented. In fact, today we are the largest visited automotive website when it comes to somebody looking to buy a new or used car. And first, it's a great place to get a complimentary value on your vehicle. Second, it's a great tool for finding out. You know, we have expert reviewers on our editorial staff that we have anywhere from 40 to 50 cars on test at any one time at Kelley Blue Book. It's amazing. It's kind of jammed up in our parking lot sometimes, too. But anyway, we do have some expert testers. They take them out there. They test. We have videos on the actual test. These aren't the manufacturer supplies videos. We have our own team that goes out and really photographs the cars, looks them over, and we inspect them and kind of give you an unbiased report. And then we use a great way of doing, shall we say, a shopping, get you the best deal online. Also for used cars, we have a gauge meter that shows what other people are paying for vehicles similar to what you're looking for, and also where the best bargains are. It's kind of a unique shopping tool. And the best thing is, for the consumer, it is absolutely 100% free. Just go to KBV.com and start your little automotive trick down the golden pathway to a new vehicle.
Very well said, Phil. Looking back at Amelia Island, of course, what used to be just one single sale, the RM sale, now RM Sotheby's, has blossomed into, I believe, five different sales. David Gooding, of course, had the Jerry Seinfeld connection this year. You guys had a busy time covering all those different events.
It was. It's hectic. Fortunately, the traffic is a little bit better there than it is, say, out in Monterey. Trying to get from sale to sale there can be a real, real hectic, sometimes frustrating drive. It was still a little bit frustrating getting around the island out there, but we were able to get to most all the sales. Of course, Gooding did phenomenal with the Seinfeld collection. They also had the highest sale ever achieved for a collector car at auction, and that, of course, was the Ferrari California Spider, which did $15,600,000 on the hammer. Put on top of that, another $1,560,000 in commission, and that takes it real close to the $17 million mark.
Amazing. And what did you think of the Seinfeld collection? And certainly he got an awful lot of money for a Volkswagen.
He did get a lot of money for a couple of Volkswagens. He set a couple of records. I have a feeling that he had a 1960 Volkswagen coupe that was really kind of just a really ordinary nice car. He said, I'm taking a world record of right at, I think it was, $110,000, which is unprecedented for a Volkswagen coupe. And then he also had a little Volkswagen camper van that he said he used to take his kids out in. And he got $90,000 on that for the other family camper. So it was kind of an interesting event watching those cars sell. And he appeared to have a good time. He netted a little over $25 million. Not bad for a weekend.
Not bad at all. And what do you think it is, Phil? I mean, a lot of these vehicles, in my opinion, aren't worth that kind of money. Is it the fact that they are Jerry Seinfeld-owned vehicles?
The Volkswagens might have gotten a little bit of a bump being Seinfeld. However, the Volkswagen camper, Gooding had another one to sell at $100,000 a few years back, and it was a similar car. In fact, it might have been the same one. So I don't think that had much to do with it. The big thing was his Porsches, the cars he brought to auction, were top of the line, creme de la creme. And the people who were buying them, I don't think the celebrity connection had anything to do with it. They were looking at the vehicle. I had the opportunity to talk with Jay Leno a few years back about buying cars with celebrity attachment. And Leno will not buy a car that's just a celebrity attachment unless it's a particular vehicle that he particularly wants. As he says, I'm a celebrity. I don't need to buy other celebrity stuff. not buying a, buying a car because he wants the dang thing. And that's all it is. And so, and then, yeah, he got that right. He's pretty good, Jake, you know. Years ago, there was the rumor that he had bought a motorcycle, a Harley, and he had lifted the seat up, and there was a plaque to, you know, to my love from Elvis. And it was a totally fabricated story. And when I talked to Jay about it, he said, yeah, I'd like to find out who started that story. Because, you know, hey, why do I want to buy a celebrity's vehicle? And it's like, I'm a celebrity. I don't need to do that. And I said, yeah, you got it. And so it really kind of brought it out. And the other thing is, I yesterday at auction, there was a fire truck. And the gentleman said, well, if I can't sell the auction, I'll call Jay Leno. He'll buy it. And I'm kind of going, no, he won't. I know what he's looking for. And those aren't, you know, he just doesn't buy any vehicle that comes along. He has a very limited, and most collectors, hardcore collectors, they don't buy anything they see. They're buying a very specific vehicle. There are people with a lot of money who might just buy anything they see and it catches their eye because, hey, that's pretty, it's eye candy. But a dedicated car collector, they know what they want, and that's what they're going to buy, and they just don't buy the first car that comes along. So it's an interesting, and car collecting is an interesting hobby.
It certainly is. Any trends emerging of this year, 2016, that you didn't predict going into the year?
Not really too much different than it's kind of a going from last year. I do honestly believe we're going to see a plateau or a cooling off of the Porsche market. And last week we saw a lot of Porsches hit the market. Another company it was after called Hollywood Wheels, they did a 40-plus car collection of just Porsches. And they had decent sales, but they weren't earth-shattering. We didn't see any runaway crazy prices. Same with some of the other sales with their Porsches. We saw good prices, but we didn't see crazy. And I think even at the Seinfeld collection, it's kind of plateauing off.
Of a plateauing effect. Hang in there, Phil. We'll keep you on for a few more minutes, and then we'll move over to Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. And anytime Phil is with us, if you'd like a free estimate of value, got a classic car, rare car, unusual car, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Bernie Sanders campaign is now focusing its resources on fighting the coronavirus pandemic, and his supporters appear to be following suit. In the last 48 hours, the Sanders campaign says they've raised more than $2 million from 50,000 donations for select charities. The charities that were selected by the Sanders campaign to help those suffering include Meals on Wheels, No Kid Hungry, Restaurant Workers Community Foundation COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund, One Fair Wage and the National Domestic Workers Alliance. In addition to using his campaign to funnel money to charities, Sanders also released a $2 trillion proposal to fight the virus, which would include the U.S. government covering all medical bills accrued during this time period, speeding up testing, invoking emergency powers, and providing substantial unemployment insurance to those who lose their jobs as the result of the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed, it is a fine machine. That's what we specialize in here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, John Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys, will be with us momentarily. We're having an abbreviated visit today. We'll have a full hour-long visit with Phil Skinner, no doubt, in the next couple of weeks. Kelly Blue Book's collector car market editor, and anytime Phil is with us, we invite you to email us up or call us with any car questions that you might have. Free estimate of value, and let's see, we got a somewhat interesting question here. This one comes out of Connecticut. Gentleman's name is Johnny, and Johnny has got an economy car with a somewhat of a high-performance engine, I guess, for its day. Certainly a high-performance name. He has a 1976 Chevrolet Vega Cosworth edition. He says he inherited the vehicle from his dad. It has been sitting in a garage for more than 30 years, and he wants to know, Phil, is it worth restoring, or what would be Phil's suggestions for a Cosworth Vega? Is this something that could be worth something someday? All right, looks like we're having a little connection problem with Phil, so we'll see if we can get him back with us. We've also got the old car guy himself, Don Jones, standing by, and we're going to be talking about a vehicle that he got a call on recently, and it's a vehicle that I'm sure many of you folks listening on the other side of the radio are not going to be familiar with. I won't give it away yet, so we'll keep you waiting with bated breath, so to speak. When you get a chance in the next couple of days, we should have a revamped Auto World Radio website for you to check out, and you can check out pictures of both Phil Skinner and Don Jones. But before we lost you, Phil, got a question out of Connecticut. A gentleman who inherited a Cosworth Vega. This was a very early attempt, an American manufacturer, that being Chevrolet, building an economy vehicle with a somewhat of a high-performance engine, certainly a high-performance name. I remember those Cosworth Vegas. They were either white with gold or black with gold. What's the state of the Cosworth Vega market here in 2016?
Well, first of all, when the Vega first came out, it had a very bad engine in it. It did bad things like break down very early and disintegrate. They resolved that problem within the first year. They had that problem resolved. Cosworth came along and was able to re-engineer a whole new engine with it. It was like, as you said, it was the first exploration of Cosworth coming in and putting an engine conversion into it. And the Cosworth Vega, they were powerful cars. What are they worth today? A lot of people bought them, took them home, and parked them. Nice low-mile examples we have seen sell for the $24,000 to $26,000 range. For a vehicle that has mileage on it, that's been well-maintained, give you an example, at Meekum's auction in Kissimmee just this past January, there was a Cosworth Vega. And it was one of the cars that caught my attention. And I talked to the owner. And I said, what do you want to have for it? He said, well, I've got $12,000 reserve. I'll be happy to get $10,000. And it had 56,000 miles. It had been very well maintained. And I think the owner was very, very happy when the hammer came down at $15,500. So that's about where the market is today. It's in the mid-teens for a nice used vehicle that's been well maintained. For a low-mileage vehicle, I would say double that money easily.
Very good. And, Phil, we want to remind folks that if they have a collector car question, you very kindly offer your email up as an alternative to get a hold of you. Why don't we make sure and give out that email address?
Yes, it's very simple. It's phil.skinner@kbb.com. Give me your year, make, model, and tell me what you're looking for as far as your values on it, and we'll be glad to give you a personal estimate of value. If you also can't remember my name, just go to kbb.com, our customer care service. Tell them, hey, I'm looking for the value on A, and tell them, and they'll pass it on to me, and we'll give you a personal response on the value of your vehicle.
Excellent. So, Phil, again, remind us where you're off to next, and we'll definitely get you back on for a full hour.
Well, next week we're actually going to be home. It'll be Easter weekend, spending that with the family. The weekend after that, we're off to Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale for Auctions America. They've got a 3-day auction going on at the convention center in Fort Lauderdale. And like I say, I'm looking forward to that sale. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we got some Barrett Jackson action upcoming. And Barrett Jackson is going up to my home neck of the woods for the first time up in New England. Be very interesting to see how that auction does, Phil.
That'll be right. That's at the casino up there in Connecticut. And there's a lot of things. Like I said, Barrett Jackson is a week after, I believe, West Palm Beach follows Fort Lauderdale. There's also another sale in Punta Gorda, Florida, and the same week as Auctions America in Fort Lauderdale, Vaccari Auctions is doing a sale in Tampa, Florida. So Florida, another hotbed of collector car dome, a great place to go for a spring break and pick up a collector vehicle along the way.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time here today, Phil, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Always a pleasure. And, Bob, you take care of yourself.
Thank you so much, my friend. 39 minutes after the hour, this is Auto World. We're live all across North America, around the world at GCNLive.com. We go to the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, and welcome CEO of the OldCarGuys.com, Don Jones. Don, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing real well, but I was really surprised that Phil gave that Vega that high of a price, or Vegas you're going for that much. I would have assumed a that Vega. What year was it? Was it 75?
Yes, 76 Cosworth Vega. So it was the one with the fancy engine.
Yeah, that car probably sitting in a garage for 30 years and not being started is probably worth in the neighborhood of $1,500. If you put a lot of money in it and got it running and it took it to auction after spending $20,000 on it, you could probably get $15,000 for it.
Yeah, that's
true. I really don't see that as being a collectible car. But I don't know, that's how opinions are, but I think I would put my money into something else.
I understand completely, and it's a really good point that you bring up, because a lot of people will drop an awful lot of money in restoring a vehicle. It costs a lot to restore a vehicle, and quite often you don't necessarily recoup that money. Sometimes you end up losing money.
Exactly, and we work for a couple of collectors that have very, very limited collections. Like, one guy that has six of nine cars known to exist. Another guy that I think he has like 9 of 12 cars that are known to exist of a certain brand of car. And he has no idea what they're worth because there isn't that much market for cars. Now, keeping in mind there were over 8,000 different auto manufacturers in the United States since 1864. And there's names of hundreds and maybe thousands of cars that just have disappeared. You know, there was actually a Long, there was actually a Joe, there was a car called the Bob. You know, over all these years, the decades. And it's hard to put a price tag on things. But, when we go back to the Vega, it's not that well thought after. And, condition is everything.
Oh,
and,
certainly
I have
is.
No doubt, of the person.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Thanks for joining us here. Don Jones is with us, the old car guy himself. TheOldCarGuys.com is the website. And Don, recently you got a call from a gentleman looking for a 1924 Cleveland. Now, this is a vehicle I'm sure many of our listeners have never heard of.
Well, yeah, actually, he called me looking for a bumper bracket for a 1941 Buick. In 1941, there were 24 different models of Buick. So we started playing what else will fit, that little game. And he said nothing because it's a so rare of a Buick that they only made 600 of them that year. And then as we got talking, he had the 1940 Buick four-door convertible that Shirley Temple used to ride around in parades. And he had a 1924 Cleveland. And this car, he thinks, is one of a kind. It's the only 1924 Cleveland convertible still on the planet as far as he knows or we know. And he said he checked that through the Cleveland Collectors Club and some other organizations. But, here we have a car that I have absolutely no idea what the value of the car would be at this particular moment. So, but you just when you think that you've seen all the rare stuff, here comes another one over the telephone.
Yeah, that's an unusual one, to say the least. Cleveland, I'd love to hear from any of our listeners via email, Bob at BobAlongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or via the telephone 855-660-4261 if anybody has had any run-ins with Clevelands or were aware of the Cleveland. You're right. There were so many different manufacturers when we go back into the early 1900s. There were literally hundreds, and many of them were based in not just Detroit, but other places in the Midwest, like
right.
Indiana and
oh, yeah.
Missouri and other places.
Right. I think in Ohio at one time or over the years, there have been something in the neighborhood of 115 different auto manufacturers in Ohio. And there was quite a group of them in the Cleveland area. With us, the Cleveland came out, it kind of was a spinoff from the Cleveland Machine and Screw Company and the Cleveland Electric Company. It was formed by a fellow by the name of A.L. Moore. And they started business in 1902. And then after a year or so, they changed their name to Cleveland Automotive Company. stayed in business until around 1908 and dropped off the planet for a year or for a couple of years. And then in 1913, a fella created or restarted the company. And it started off, by a guy by the name of Chandler and four other people. Started off as a Chandler Motor Company, and then they brought the Cleveland back a few years later, about 1918, I think. They were going, doing real well with the World War II market, and World War I market, and they were able to come up with about $1,400,000 in capital to go ahead and recreate Cleveland. And stayed in business until about 1928, winter of 28. Tens of thousands of cars sold, but again, it's one of the cars that have kind of disappeared. And probably if you found anything that looked like Cleveland, it might be called a Huffmobile. I think it was bought out by Huffmobile in 28 or 29.
That's very true. I remember my dad talking about that vehicle. Another vehicle that you certainly don't hear about very much these days is a vehicle called the Maxwell. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, the Maxwell Company did real well until the late 1920s, where they brought Walter Chrysler in as the president. And I think I was about 25, and by 28, Maxwell was rolled into the Chrysler Corporation, and probably better known as Chrysler now. And even after they quit making Maxwell, they continued to use the Maxwell engine in the Plymouth until about 1932. So occasionally we're asked to find Maxwell parts, engine parts, and if we can't find the Maxwell, we'll start looking for those 31-32 Plymouths. And occasionally you get lucky, but man, that's another hard one to find.
Another unusual one that many listeners would get a kick out of. This was
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but you've kind of fallen off the radar.
Sure, no, but the, can hear you fine.
Going back to the Cleveland, the Fisher Body Company, which ended up being owned by General Motors, created the bodies for the Cleveland, and they were supplying so many bodies that they actually started a plant in Detroit. So they would be, there was a Fisher Body of Detroit. They moved and they created a plant in Cleveland in order to be closer to the Chandler and to the Cleveland manufacturing plant. And they spent about $500,000 in $1920 coming up with that plant.
Another one that I always get a kick out of from the 1950s was Crosley. This was a company that not only made cars, but actually made home appliances as well.
I was just looking at a Chrysler or a Crosley engine not too long ago, a little four-cylinder for a fella. I think they were, off the top of my head, I think they were in business from about 1939 to about 53. They had small cars, somewhat economical for the times, usually with a four-cylinder flathead engine. Some collectible ability on it. I think you will find them in most price guides, with a declared value to them. But I really don't see too many at the shows or anything. But like everything, there's probably a market for them.
Yep, no question about it. Let's take a look at what's going on at theoldcarguys.com. And again, But Don, as I always say, over the years, this show has been on the air since 1992, and in this particular time slot since 1995, and I can't think of any other guest that I've ever had or contributed to the show that will give out his personal number, but Don is the guy. So Don, go right ahead, give out your personal number if you'd like.
Yep, 314-306-7507. And if anybody out there has a topic or wants to know a little bit about some special car, or if their town or city ever created a car or had a car manufacturing plant here, send us an email, and I'll go ahead and put together a little talk on it if you like.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Certainly when you look at your own home city there of St. Louis, lots of automotive enthusiasts may not be familiar with the fact that the Corvette actually was assembled at one point in a plant in St. Louis.
That is correct. At one time, even with the big three car manufacturers, St. Louis was, I think, second behind Detroit on the manufacturing of automobiles. Obviously, that's all changed over the past 15 or 20 years, particularly with General Motors having their issues some years back. But at one time, we even had a number of independent manufacturers here, like the Moon and the Doris. With the whole run of Dorises, I think were less than 2,800 vehicles, and mostly trucks. I think they were in business from 1909 to about 1929. And their model was built to standard, not to price. And that's what killed them, because the Ford Motor Company were putting out Model Ts and incredibly inexpensive vehicles, and the Doris was running about three times the cost of a Model T. But such is life.
Very good. You've got some car shows coming up around the bend. What's the first one you're going to hit? What are you looking forward to?
We'll start off our season with the Easter show, which is obviously on Easter Sunday, which I believe is next week. And we will be going to the Automotive Historians get-together up in Ohio here in the mid-April. And then hopefully the barn will sell and I'll be on the road heading to Pennsylvania.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.